Welcome to the International Double Reed Society podcast. These podcasts feature interviews, sound clips, and other items of interest for members of the IDRS. This is your host, Terry Yule, and I'm pleased to have you come join us. Now, let's enjoy the musicians, the music, and the wonderful art of double reeds. I must apologize for the audio quality of this podcast. When we recorded this, we were in a room with fluorescent lights, and at the time I did not understand that the lights generated extra sound. For this reason, I will be interjecting some dialogue between the interviews just so that the listeners can understand what's going on. It's my delight to be able to present here Elaine DeGordon, who is the owner of the Luray Oboe Factory. And I think you'll enjoy this interview. It's very, very interesting.
Well, hello. I'm here with Elaine DeGordon, and we're here to talk a little bit about his life and about his passion and all of this. And Elaine, what is it that brought you to music? Were you forced to do this by your family?
In fact, when I was very young, at the age of 12, I began to play oboe because my parents gave me an oboe, you know, because maybe I didn't choose that instrument, maybe piano or something else. But they were making oboes, and maybe they had already the idea that in the future I could be the successor. So I began to play oboe, and after a few months, I was really very happy to play that instrument. And even if I didn't choose it, it was really my life was playing oboe. So I went also to school, and I went to become an accountant. So it was also a way to take care of a business, in fact, to play and also to be able to manage a business. So I began with my father in 67. So I learned a lot from Robert, my father Robert de Gourdon, and I took the succession when he died. And since that time, I tried to improve the quality of the Luray oboes. So now the production is much bigger. We have a world factory outside of Paris, and we make about 1,400 instruments a year. And the American market for us, it's the biggest market. It's about 50% of what we sell today.
Elaine DeGordon just talked about the fact that he had taken over his father's company. And in this next portion of the interview, it was interesting to me that he spoke about playing the oboes on American oboe reeds, because the company sells so many oboes to Americans.
So I really appreciate the American school of oboe playing. So the reed made in America is quite different than the European reed. I play myself each instrument that I sell. And I play them with American reeds, to say the truth. I had the chance in my life to meet all the famous oboe players coming from everywhere, and for sure the mostly American oboe players.
In the next segment, Elaine DeGordon talks about the Luray Factory commitment to changing the oboes and matching it to the tastes and desire of modern oboe players.
We I always try to understand what they wanted to change in my instruments, and I hope for the next young oboe players I will continue to increase my the quality of my instruments. I really hope that the Luray factory will continue forever, because this year it was our 125th anniversary. And so I think we have many more years to make instruments and to continue in that field.
Excellent.
I enjoy very much when I find a musician who has a problem, in fact, and when I'm able to solve the problem. It's really something that, for sure, it's for my ego, it's very important to say, you know, some people say, I try to have my instrument fixed. I tried with many, many people. Nobody was able to do it well. Could do something. I say maybe I try it when I'm successful. I'm very, very happy of that. And
You mentioned that the Baroque period is your favorite period. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a composition or two that are your favorite oboe pieces from the Baroque period?
Well, I think when I was younger, I was playing Handel very much, and I enjoyed. I think Bach is always enjoyed to very much to play Oboe d'Amour. It's still my favorite instrument. When I have I try every day instruments. It's 80% of my time is to test instrument, to control. Each point of to be sure everything is absolutely like I want. But when I have an oboe d'amour to try, I always take music and I try to spend 5-10 minutes more just to play some, because it's my favorite instrument for sure.
Alain de Gorden mentioned in the last segment that the oboe d'amour was his favorite double reed instrument, and he very much enjoyed the music of J.S. Bach. So this is a concerto in A major for oboe d'amour, BWV 1055. This is a performance by Martin Schuring and strings from the Banff Center. This was performed at the International Double Reed Society Conference in 2002, and this is the third movement of the concerto. In our last segment of the interview, Alain de Gordon talks about how pleased he is to attend the IDEARIS conferences, and in particular this chance he has to visit with his American friends.
So, and after, now I'm going to spend the 5 days of the conference. So I'm coming, try to come every year, since many, many years, because it's many of my friends who are here, and I really enjoy. I enjoy also to be in America. I really, really love this country, and it's a real pleasure. It's absolutely no... it's a part of my vacation even this year, because I stopped a little earlier. We stop every year for summer, so the business, the factory. So this year I stopped a little earlier and to stay a little longer in America. So I will spend my vacation here, with also going to see many friends who are many oboe players. So it's both, you know, pleasure and business, but it's really a wonderful job.
Great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This is the exciting part of the podcast where you, the listener, can participate in the program. In each podcast, a brief portion of a work for oboe or bassoon will be played. If you know the piece, email me the title, movement, and composer at idrspodcast@comcast.net. That's all lowercase idrspodcast@comcast.net. Please include your name, your city of residence, and your birth date in the email message. The youngest person giving the correct answer will win the Unfabulous Sonic Prize in the next program. Entries need to be received by the 21st of each month to be eligible. Well, I was tremendously touched by the email messages to me and the encouragement. Thank you all very much. We had several people with correct answers. But our prize winner, correctly identifying the Ralph Vaughan Williams Oboe Concerto, the first movement, is Ryan Jones from Frederick, Maryland. Congratulations, Ryan. I also want to give an honorable mention to Elizabeth Williams, who is just a few months older than Ryan. So for Ryan and Elizabeth, as your Unfabulous Sonic Prize, let's hear some more from the Ralph Vaughan Williams Oboe Concerto. This particular performance was given at the West Virginia University IDRS Conference. The oboist is Cynthia Coleto Dalmeida with the U.S. Army Orchestra conducted by LTC Tony Carson. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear the rest of that performance by going to the IDRS website, and members, IDRS members, you can choose the West Virginia University Conference and look for the very last concert on at that conference, and you can hear more of that concerto. Wonderful performance. Well, this our next prize is one that might be a puzzler for several people, so I'm going to give you a hint. This is a composition that has often been featured at IDRS conferences, quite popular. Often it's given at the very last performance. I'm not going to say any more about that, but let's see if you can make a guess of this piece. Views expressed by the guest or host do not represent those of the International Double Reed Society. Be sure to listen each month to a new IDRS podcast. For further information, please visit the IDRS website at idrs.org. This is your host, Terry Ewell, thanking you for listening. Goodbye.